This is a podcast from Patriots.com. Patriots Podcast, live from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Now, with your Patriots 2008 training camp updates, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, August 1st here at Gillette Stadium. And training camp taking a little bit of a hiatus, but the PFW boys are not here, hard at work for the time being.
Are not here, hard at work.
We are not taking a hiatus, comma.
I know what you're saying. We're here, hard at work.
Thank you, period. Next paragraph. This is a roster report podcast. We're going to bring you up to date on all the maneuverings of the last week, and I'm going to run down them quick. And then we have some interesting talent to talk about in this mix, so we'll get right to it. Rookie running back Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis was removed from the PUP list on July 25th, the first guy to come off. Patriots sign offensive lineman Lav Bouda on July 26th. You may be familiar with that name because he's come and gone a number of times, and don't get too attached to him. Center Gene Merchkowski also announced his retirement that day, joining the long and illustrious list of offensive linemen who have retired in training camp for the New England Patriots in the Bill Belichick era. The next day, big move. Patriots released first-year wide receiver Robert Ortiz and replaced him on the roster with running back Lamont Jordan, much to the chagrin of Al Davis. Moving on to the 27th, Lav Bouda gone. Sorry. Nick Kazier added to the team from the PUP list. Again on the 27th, offensive lineman Pete McMahon, a first-year tackle. Big guy, 6'9", 330, I believe, somewhere in that, 6'8", 330. The next day, July 29th, Rodney Harrison was activated from the PUP list. And then breaking news yesterday for practice, Thursday, July 31st, Ryan Wendell removed from the PUP list. So we're down to, correct me if I'm wrong, 8 players on PUP, Paul?
I believe that's correct.
And at this point in training camp, Bill Belichick has given the boys the day off on Friday. And the PFW crew will actually be taking some of the weekend off from podcasts as the boss, as you heard earlier.
The real boss.
The real boss. Mr. Kraft?
Not Fred Kirsch.
Oh, I thought you meant Mr. Kraft.
Oh, well, he's actually
the fake boss.
You're right.
You're a loser. The fake boss, Bruce Springsteen, in town, Gillette Stadium, a concert. And we'll be taking over once again the radio studios, the stage, the field, everything. But, Paul, I want to talk about Lamont Jordan. I would say, fair to say, the biggest name of the week to be added to the roster. One-upping Pete McMahon.
Well, since Rodney Harrison was already on the roster, technically, yes. I would say you are correct.
What do you think about that signing?
I love it. I think it's a great move. I think he has a chance to really help out in all the different areas in the backfield. I think as a ball carrier, certainly he's an upgrade over the backup running back situation that they've had. No offense to Sammy Morris. I just think Jordan's got a better track record. I think as a pass catcher, he can certainly help out Kevin Faulk, and we talked a lot about that on PFW in Progress this week. You really think that Faulk is all done and he's ready for the old age home?
See, that's what you do. That is what you do. I said maybe he's going to take a little bit of a step back. At this point in his career, I think he's on the back nine, not the front nine, and I think he might take a little bit of a lesser role in the offense because they now have somebody with the legitimate skills to do some of the things Faulk does.
Right.
Between run the ball, draws, screens, all of those things.
Yeah, no, and again, if you had said it like that at the very beginning of that whole argument, I think we all would have been on the same page. I agree. I think that Jordan gives you an opportunity, gives Belichick an opportunity to plug him in a variety of different areas, and I think that he's capable of helping out in any of them. I think he's shown the ability to get out of the backfield. Bill talked about his sophistication as a route runner. We talked about that during the week too, and
did Lamont Jordan.
That struck me as interesting.
He actually joked that he's going to get the opportunity to line up at wide receiver and quote show Randy and the guys how to run routes.
Yeah, so I think that was a really good move, and like Belichick says, anytime you can just add to your overall depth as a football team, that's something you want to do.
Because depth in July
doesn't always translate to depth in November and December.
All right, they made the team better. Now the question is. Is there a crowded house there in the backfield? We're all about the roster here on these Roster Report podcasts. How do you think that plays out? You know, is there an odd man out? Is it a case where there's maybe an odd man out at another position?
You know, they started last year with 4 running backs, but they finished with 5 on the roster. You had Kyle Echol here. Well, not necessarily on the roster because Sammy Morris was on IR. I think that all of those guys are going to make the team. I think Heath Evans, Kevin Faulk, Lamont Jordan, along with Sammy Morris and obviously Lawrence Maroney.
I concur.
I think all five of those guys are probably going to be safe, and Kyle Eckel's going to have to do something extraordinary on special teams to warrant an extra spot, and I'm not sure that, you know, that spot really even exists.
I agree, because when you start adding guys, and I'm going to put Kelly Washington, Sam Aiken, Lamont Jordan, guys that can do a variety of different roles, not only as backups and options on offense or defense, wherever you have it, but in the kicking game, I think you start to, yeah, we're carrying five running backs, but if you compare it to a year ago, maybe we're not carrying Willie Andrews, for instance, a guy who was a defensive player but mainly a special teamer, did some different things there, kick return. So I think that's how you sort of make up for that extra roster spot.
And I don't know how much you've watched some of the special team stuff, Andy, but Aiken really does seem to be one of those guys.
Yeah.
He looks different than the other guys out there when they're doing some of those drills.
So does he make the team? So this is a roster report. I'm putting you on the spot.
I would say yes.
Who doesn't?
I've been impressed with him right now.
Because now you're talking about...
Yeah, I have to look at the whole roster and find out where that spot comes
from. Just looking at it numbers-wise, Moss, Welker, Gaffney are receivers, correct?
Yeah.
And in all likelihood, Washington. You add Aiken, who is a receiver slash special teamer. Is there a chance Chad Jackson could be an odd man out?
Too.
So six receivers there.
Yeah, but really only probably
right.
four.
Right. Sam Aiken is a special teamer. Kelly Washington is a special teamer.
To me, those are four receivers.
Also falls under the Willie Andrews.
Two other guys that, maybe that's the spot that Aiken just got.
Right.
Was Willie Andrews. Because I think Willie Andrews would have been part of this team had he not had his off-field trouble.
Isn't this fun? We've reached that point in camp where you got a week or so under your belt of practice. You start to make assessments on players.
Is that next week that I do that or 2 weeks?
It's coming up. We're coming right around the corner, Paul. So you need to start looking at the roster, projecting
your
65-man and then down to your 53 and prepping to make your projections.
I'm going to start going with the Bill theory. And really, it's a 65. You know,
so you're going to wuss out?
You know, it's a practice squad. It's IR. You know, when it's all said and done, it's really 65.
Lori, you got anything to add?
Nope, you guys are doing a great job.
Okay, why don't you wrap us up?
All right, well, thanks for joining us. Join us again next week for a Ross Report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.